Welcome to Egyptian Mysticism Yesterday, A Course in Miracles Today, a 365-step journey to enlightenment, guided by Dr. Caroline Isis Fuqua.
Step 31. I am creating the world I see, and thus cannot be victimized by it. How can I be a victim and a creator at the same time? The law of polarity teaches that it is impossible for two totally opposing ideas to occupy the same space. You cannot be full, a creator, and empty, a victim, at the same time. Created in the image and likeness of God, I remain a victor, never a victim. I can create an image of myself as a victim, but it would simply be a transformable illusion. I am not a victim of the world I see. Step 32. I remember the law of mentalism. I acknowledge that if I see it, I'm inventing or making it up from my thoughts. My thoughts are like seeds that I plant in a garden of consciousness, and everything that grows in the garden is a result of one of these seeds. This garden represents the world I have invented for myself, and as I live in this garden, I reap from this garden. And as I eat from this garden, I am either nourishing myself or poisoning myself. Step 33. God had a thought of creation that represented wholeness, a manifestation of the perfection of the one true life. We, in turn, are maintaining thoughts that represent the separation from wholeness. With these thoughts of separation, we are inventing and thus seeing a world that resembles our idea of hell much more than it does our idea of heaven. The good news is that if we own that we are out-picturing and therefore living in a world of our own invention, we will recognize that we have the power to relinquish what we made up and allow what God created to manifest as our experience. Step 34. Since I now know that I have written the movie that I am constantly viewing, and I know that I have the ability to rewrite it, I must ask myself how I am benefiting from holding on to the frustration, chaos, and powerlessness that I am currently experiencing when I could be seeing peace instead of this. Am I really so determined to be right about being wrong? Step 35. In Egyptian mysticism, we learn about the great download that occurred from God, Amun, the invisible first cause, to Horus, the human soul. It is clear in those teachings that everything came in one uninterrupted line of descent from the nominal or hidden to the phenomenal or manifested. God is one great whole, and even with the subsequent dispersion into the billions, we each maintain that wholeness. There is nothing manifest which did not emanate from the one mind that is God. Therefore, even when I don't recognize or acknowledge it, I am very holy because my mind is a part of God's. Step 36. In Egyptian mysticism, we learn that when Horus, representing the ascending soul of each of us, was blinded as a result of faulty identification, his eye was broken into seven pieces. During that time, all he could perceive was fragmentation and separation instead of the oneness of all creation. When his vision was restored, he became clear about his own wholeness, and he could see his connection and relationship with everything as that. I am now clear that my holiness envelops everything I see. Step 37. When I accept who I am as a direct download of God, I no longer feel insignificant and therefore do not envy or resent, feel inferior or superior to anyone. Realizing that God is equally distributed among all of creation, I see myself and everything else as whole, perfect, and complete, and I am no longer angry or disappointed, thinking someone owes me or I owe them. My knowing we are all whole and therefore holy blesses the world. Step 38. Based on the universal law of mentalism, everything I experience is a result of what I think. And based on the law of correspondence, everything is God manifested. When I know that I and everything else am whole and thus holy, I realize just how powerful we all are and how we are able to transform all of our circumstances. As the image and likeness of God, I am indeed holy and powerful, and there is nothing my holiness cannot do. Step 39. Again, we are faced with a need to understand universal law. Remember, the law of polarity says that we cannot stand in two opposing places at the same time. If I accept my holiness as the truth of my being, I cannot be bad or wrong or guilty, insufficient or lacking in any way. And according to the law of vibration, when positioned in a high frequency, I can only experience fulfilling circumstances. And when standing in a low vibratory field, things break down to match that position. Realizing that where I stand, either as holy or guilty, determines everything. I am saved by my choice for holiness. Step 40. We are a thought, an idea in the mind of God. According to the law of mentalism, all ideas manifest exactly as they are thought. Just as all of our ideas or thoughts are made manifest, born from our minds, and thus are our children, we and all of creation are born from the great mind, and thus are God's children. As a child of God, I am and have everything. If I don't think I am, I will not have the circumstances and results that I would have if I accepted and acknowledged my true identity. According to the Creator, it would still be the truth. I simply would not have the experience of it. I choose to agree and am therefore blessed as the Son of God.